Blackstone Audio presents Carly. By Lynn Cody. To my son and daughter, the brave new generation. And I heard the Savior say, "Thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray, find in me thine all in all." Elvina M. Hall, 1820-1889. Chapter 1. Greenwich Village, May 1990.
"Can we talk about something, Auntie?"
Carly Sinclair said, her dry throat making her sound hoarse. In worn, acid-washed blue jeans, she knelt on her Aunt Kitty's kitchen floor and started scrubbing close to the baseboard. She'd tied her long black hair in a low ponytail so it wouldn't get into the bucket or drag on the floor. Her heart throbbed as she scrubbed. She glanced over her shoulder at her aunt. In blue sweats, Kitty, who was really her great-great-aunt, shuffled slowly over to the table and eased down across from Carly, stifling a groan.
"Is your arthritis bothering you today?" Carly asked, pausing.
Petite silver-haired Kitty had always been a special person in her life. Carly had planned to use this conversation to prepare for the inevitable confrontation with her mother. But maybe this wasn't such a good idea. Kitty was really old, nearly 90.